fables and ghostly tales.
Things are different. You're fine at the moment, but let's make sure you stay that way. I have a new cyber for you. Something about a presence. Something about a vermin god. Here, let me pass it to you. If you remember, reach out with your hands and just touch it.
SCP-027, The Vermin God. Object Class, Ocelid. Special Containment Procedure. The host of SCP-027 is to be kept in a 5m by 5m containment cell with a grated raised floor, connecting to a strong vacuum system. All creatures removed from the subject's containment cell are to be incinerated, except for a small portion, to be diverted for analysis and necropsy. The cell is to be cleaned and inspected for structural damage daily. The Vermin God must be monitored by at least 2 personnel at all times. Any unusual behavior or vital signs on the part of the subject, or the appearance of any unusual species in the subject's vicinity, must immediately be reported to Level 4 personnel. Security personnel assigned to the Vermin God must be inoculated against all known animal-borne pathogens, and must be armed with tranquilizer guns with standing orders to subdue the subject if the need arises. Until the Vermin God is better understood, no personnel of level 4 clearance or higher should approach within 200 meters of the subject. Description of the Vermin God. The Vermin God appears to be a phenomenon of unknown source that seems to be tied to one human subject at a time. The host of the Vermin God is constantly surrounded by swarming vermin that are drawn to its location. The subject does not appear to be able to exert any control over these creatures in any way, and is in fact prone to occasional attacks from feral specimens. These creatures have also been known to attack personnel who approach too closely. Wherever the subject goes, an initial swarm of flying insects and gnats and flies will start to form a cloud around him, usually within 2 to 3 minutes. Shortly thereafter, crawling animals, including lice, cockroaches, worms, spiders, data expunged, mice and rats will begin to appear. The longer the subject remains in a location, the more vermin will gather there. When the subject leaves a location, some of these creatures will follow, but most will disperse. The Vermin God has been known to transfer between one host to the other upon death. Since the Vermin God could likely repeat this feat upon death on its subject, all high-value personnel should be kept far away from the current host until more of the Vermin God is understood. The Vermin God has also likely transferred between hosts an unknown number of times before containment. Research into potential previous hosts has commenced, with preliminary evidence suggesting that the Vermin God may have existed for at least, data expunged, years. It is not yet known how the Vermin God chooses or attracts animals, or even what the Vermin God exactly is. The previous host never expressed any sort of communication with a separate conscious entity. Analysis of the current host has been inconclusive at best. Appendix 1. Timeline of significant events. The Vermin God is discovered in an abandoned warehouse outside, data expunged, that had been completely overrun by rats, cockroaches, and other vermin, and is contained and catalogued as the Vermin God. The host is described as Caucasian male in his late 30s, of average height but gaunt, filthy, and covered in bites and scratches. The subject also shows symptoms of degraded mental health, evidence of heavy use of alcohol and illicit drugs, and signs of prolonged sleep deprivation. Date expunged. Subject expires. Autopsy shows more than 70% of the subject's body, data expunged. A colony of rats nesting in the subject's abdomen for at least, data expunged. Generations. Between 140 and 150 hours after the subject's death, security officer, data expunged, reports being awoken by breathing problems due to a large housefly having crawled up his nose, later shown to have laid eggs. Subsequent observations lead to categorization of officer, data expunged, as the new host. The original host is reclassified, and the Vermin God is redefined. Appendix 2. Transcript of interview for the new host. The following interview was conducted on, data expunged. Shortly after, the new host was identified and transferred to the containment cell that the Vermin God was previously housed in. Dr. Jameson. Good morning, officer, data expunged. How are you feeling? Subject. Scared. Confused. Mostly scared, though. Dr. Jameson. Understandable. Subject. And itchy. I feel like I need to shower all the damn time. Dr. Jameson. Ah. But what about, inside? Do you feel anything different inside you? Like a presence? Subject. No. I don't think I do. I haven't really noticed anything like that. Dr. Jameson. You haven't felt anything different since the original host died? Besides the itching? Subject. No. I can't say I have. Dr. Jameson. What about any sort of voices or compulsions? Subject. No. I haven't felt anything except bugs crawling all over me. I feel dirty and scared and... Doc, what about my family? You gotta get this thing out of me so I can see them again. Dr. Jameson. Of course, we're going to do everything we can to get 027 out of you. God, I'm sorry, data expunged. Note. Shortly after this interview took place, Dr. Jameson and several other members of the research team for the Vermin God were transferred to SCP-1772 Project. This ends the case of the Vermin God, SCP-027.
Well done. You'll be ready for next time. You'll be stronger, feel less pain, and as we read, you read more silence rather. There may be a chance to escape. But for now, rest. Rest and heal. There are many more ciphers to come.
Thank you so much for listening to this SCP. And for those of you who don't know what an SCP is, let me briefly explain. SCPs stand for Secure, Control, Protect. They are like the X-Files of Reddits. And let me just say, there is a bucket load of them on the SCP forum. If you're a writer or love cryptids and value your time, don't go in. You will never, ever leave. It's so much fun. It's like reading a monster gallery. And there's something around 3,000 of them. So I've got my work cut out for me going through every single one of them. So I'll get to it, put it that way. And I'll also include a link to their website as a reference so you can check it out as well. Because I'm predominantly on SoundCloud, you'll find it in the comments section below. Or if you're checking out the episode details, it'll be in there. Very easy to find. You can even just Google SCP and it should pop up. Right now, I do have some openings for SCP requests. I have two requests already made by Arkin Brother. That's SCP number one, numero uno, the very first one. It appears to be his favorite, one of his favorites, rather. And SCP-343. So I think I'll be able to throw that one in as well. And happy, of course, to take more from you, Arkin Brother, and from anyone else. So send them my way, you awesome fans. If you enjoy these SCPs, though, take 2 seconds, give the show a like, a repost, and if you're on iTunes, I would love a review. More reviews and likes equals more exposure, right? So with more of these, means more people can listen to the free stories from around the world. And of course, I can't do this without you. And if you're still listening, thank you. It's fans like you that keep this channel growing. I wouldn't be here if you weren't there, so thanks a lot. Okay, tale-tellers and fans of the creepy, this is the place where stories live, and you tale-tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.